Welcome to a new episode of Open Talk Podcast, the podcast for us. Hey guys, it's me, it's Fabio. It's the guy who does this little podcast project for a while now. Pretty much 3 years, to be exactly. And there's a highlight today. It's the first episode in English that I'm just doing by myself. I did quite some episodes already where it was just me and the microphone, and I talked. I put my heart out and talked about things that I was dealing with that were traveling through my mind, that I got to experience because of other people that came into my life, left my life. This project, Open Talk Podcast, is it's something that my life is circling around for the last 3 years, I would say. And it changed a lot. It gave me a lot of opportunities, new beginnings, open doors that I thought would never be available in a way. Just because I bought some microphones and thought I have something to share with the world. And today, it brings me to the point where I'm doing this episode here in English with quite some things to talk about, tell. And yeah, it just felt like I have to do this in English today. There are so many episodes already which are in German, but my life that I'm living every day contains so much of English language and talking English to people, always mixing up with German, and today I felt like sharing my stuff in English. And if you would like to listen to it, you can just stay tuned. Let the podcast episode play. Yeah, and I just wish you fun. It's still a weird concept for me that people are listening, that you are listening to this right now. It's just me in my little room here talking into a microphone. And if you want to listen to what I have to say, it's beautiful. And I would say we just start the episode now. Okay, guys, it's super weird for me today. It's the first episode that I'm doing in English by myself. It's the first episode that I'm doing standing. I have this adjustable desk that you can drive up and down, and I never used it in the position where I'm standing while recording a podcast. But today it feels like I have to stand, and that's why I'm doing it. This episode today is kind of, yeah, me trying to summarize my own life, talking about what happened in the last, especially 2 weeks, because a lot of stuff happened. A lot of stuff happened, and a lot of crazy stuff happened. And the point that made me start this podcast was, share yourself. Share what's within you. Share your thoughts, share your feelings. Just show the world what you are. And it would be weird to not tell what happened in the last 2 weeks, because in the last 3 years, I just shared a lot. I shared a lot of private things, things that made even people in my close circle or in my friend groups or my family feel weird, because I talked openly about things that you normally maybe sometimes keep private or don't let other people know about. But with this podcast here, I just shared. When something needed to go out, I pressed the red button and I just let it go out, and then I uploaded it. Whew, and it's been a wild journey so far. It's crazy what happened from a small idea that this young little kid had, like 3 years ago. I look at myself as a young little kid, even though I'm still 24 and young and a little kid. But looking back on the last 3 years makes me go smile and be like, hey man, that was you. And you evolved, you had so much growth and new experience and things to talk about, that made you the person that you are right now, speaking into this microphone. And sometimes it's crazy because the experience that brought me here today, they are crazy. Honestly, sometimes it's so weird to see what my life looks like now. So many things that I spoke about that I wanted to achieve as a youngster, starting out, trying to be an entrepreneur, making some money with my own products. It's there now. And it's so weird in a way to prove yourself that you can create your own reality by having a dream and just pursuing this dream, trying to just make it work somehow, even though it's against all odds. And everyone that says like, hey man, this might not work out, this probably doesn't work, and why should it work in the first place? These people are always there. But when you just trust your gut sometimes and you do you, it brings you to beautiful, beautiful places with beautiful people, and life just feels good. And I have times where life doesn't feel good, where it feels heavy, where it feels overwhelming, where, man, where I don't know what the fuck's going on, because I have no idea who I am, why I'm here. But every time I wake up, I kind of have to make sense of it and just try to be me. And that's super fucking difficult sometimes. It is scary, but it's so beautiful at the same time. And yeah, the reason why I'm making this episode right now is kind of, I wanted to talk about my last 2 weeks, because I feel I have to say this out loud here, to let it go, to deal with it. I was in prison for the first time in my life that I'm walking on this motherfucking planet. I had problems with the police in Poland. I was on a festival. We danced, we had a good time, and at some stage, I left the festival area where all these beautiful people were. Friends of mine organized the festival. It felt like a beautiful place that was not in Berlin, where I'm normally living, but other people took care of this place so we all would feel welcome, and we had the opportunity to have beautiful, beautiful 3 days with a bunch of great people. But at some stage, I felt like leaving this festival ground. I was intoxicated. I tried out some things that were offered at the festival, and the last thing that kind of get me going was acid. It was the last thing I took. And acid is something that's spoken about so many times. From Silicon Valley to the rest of the world, it's everywhere. LSD. Steve Jobs, whoever fucking took it out there already. LSD is something that got invented by Albert Hofmann in, I don't know, the mid-1900s or something. And it's a psychedelic drug. And I took this in Poland, in a hammock where I was sleeping. And this thing made me kind of do an adventure. And this adventure brought me into a Poland prison cell, which is to this day super crazy to me, because I have a company that's called Mehr Liebe, where I feel like I want to spread love in this world. And so much of my day, so much of what I'm doing is trying to be a loving person towards me and other people out there. But looking back on my life within the last 2 weeks, I have to admit that things I did got me into a prison cell, which correlates with the message that I'm always trying to spread out there in the world. And it's so weird sometimes to admit what you did. Because you have to accept that this is part of you now. Not that it has to be there and ruin your life, or has to be something that's big and will never leave again. I just mean looking back on our history, or whatever we want to call it, our life, our journey. Sometimes we do things that are really fucking stupid, that don't make sense when other people look at it in a way of like, hey, why did she do that? It doesn't make any sense to anyone. But sometimes we do these things. If it's cheating on our girlfriend, quitting our job from one day to the other, dropping out of uni, beating up someone, jumping into a river, not putting sunscreen on, even though we know the sun will burn our skin or something. Just things that we can look back on and we're like, hey, this was... why? Why did you do it? But we did it. And I was in a Polish prison cell for the first time in my life for 30 hours because I did stupid shit. I went a bit crazy. Not a bit crazy. I went crazy, lost my mind, and got into trouble with the Polish police. And the weird thing is that I woke up in this prison cell Monday morning, 2 weeks ago. And one of the first things was that there's an event following Sunday, 7 days in the future, where I wanted to launch new clothes with Mehr Liebe, with a big heart on the chest and a beautiful colored Pride Mehr Liebe version in the neck of the t-shirt. I woke up in this prison cell being bruised. I looked like I got beaten up because there was a fight. There was a fight with police. For the first time in my life, I had problems with police, with anyone out there. The first time ever that I had a fight on the streets. And this, to this day, this is sometimes hard to wrap around with my own fucking head, because sometimes the actions that we take and the things that we think about ourselves, the identities that we create, they create for ourselves and tell ourselves, I'm this person, I'm that person. But then sometimes you do things and they crash with this. When you wake up every day and say, I'm here to spread love, and then one day you wake up in a prison cell because you did stupid shit. Fuck, man, this is weird. This is sometimes just a situation that I want to push away from myself, that I want to say, I'm not this person. I didn't do it, but I did. I fucking did. I was in this room, this like 10 fucking square meter cell with a little bed and a table and a chair. And I gotta drink a little sip because my throat's really dry. So yeah, this title of this episode, I call it Handcuffs and Pride. Literally, 7 days it took me from being in a prison cell because I did stupid shit to throwing an event. My first own event in Berlin. In a time where it's really difficult to throw events because there's a lot of shit not allowed that you kind of need to throw an event. Within 7 days this happened. And this event we threw with the Mehr Liebe crew, with all these people that were there, was a complete chaos. It was crazy. We had a thunderstorm. I can't remember when I saw rain pouring down like crazy the last time like this. A lot of things didn't go as planned. Like the whole week between prison and the event, I can't remember a week in my life where I cried so much. I couldn't believe what happened. I couldn't believe what's going on. I had no idea what life is. I had call it a crisis or something. I just had no idea what's going on. And I think the reason for this is sometimes that we want to do things. We all have these ideas, goals, things we want to achieve in this world. And looking back into my past, I can say that whenever we want to do something, we really often have no fucking idea what it will bring to the table. We say, I want to do this, but by achieving doing this, there's so much stuff that's involved that was not taken in account before that has the potential to completely overwhelm us. 3 months ago, I had this idea of launching a couple of t-shirts for Pride. Week, month. Oh, and my phone is ringing. Whoop. I just have to pause this for a second. A month ago. Sorry, this phone call just threw me a bit off. I had this idea to just launch some t-shirts. And I had no idea what this idea that I wanted to pursue, which I pursued, would bring so many things with it. I don't want to say that just wanting to make some t-shirts brought me here. There were other things involved as well, but it was like a kind of basic thing that I was always looking towards when I was thinking of what am I doing with my life? What's the thing that I can hold on to? And I just said, I just want to make a couple of t-shirts, sell them with an event, have a good time, and do it in the Pride vibe. And looking back on this time period of like the last 2-3 months, I had no idea that 1 week before having the event, which took a lot of work, which involved people that worked together with me on this project, would bring me into prison a week before launching clothes that are saying mehr Liebe. And to this day, I still can't wrap my head around what happened and why it happened. Sometimes it brings me to points where I'm speechless, where I don't know how to say things and how to... Especially there's one thing I really want to talk about. It's judging myself. To this day, I can say that I'm judging myself so much for just being. For just living my life. Ideas, fantasies, things that appear in my head. Just doing it, following it, brings me to so many situations where I judge myself, where I tell myself I'm not good enough, where I tell myself that I didn't deserve this, that I don't deserve it, that I have to struggle, that I have to be more and achieve more and not worthy enough yet. And things that I do sometimes, I'm, while doing them, judging myself for it. I'm in this constant cycle of trying to do something, then doing it, and then judging myself for doing it. And then there's this thing of just trying to keep doing it. Because deep down inside, I know that it's supposed to be like that. But I gotta say, it's sometimes... it's super overwhelming to deal with myself. The person that looks back when I look into the mirror. Sometimes this is really, really hard. And sometimes it's super beautiful. And with this podcast here... Wait, I have to take another sip. And with this podcast here, I feel like I'm confronting myself in a way that's necessary. Just for me. We all have different ways of doing this. But for me, it's talking in a way. And it's always been like this. I think since I'm young. Maybe it's a coping mechanism of trying to understand life and making sense of all of this. But I feel talking calms me down sometimes. And the fear and then anxiety I had just about making this episode right here. It's the first time I'm doing it in English. There's so many things that are new today. And I just did it. I'm just looking on the clock. There's like 21 minutes that I'm speaking already. And I'm doing it in English. And I will upload this episode today. And I have no idea where this episode is going. Who's listening to that? Who will have an opinion on that? But I think at the end of the day, it always matters that we just do it. To just try it out. And one really good advice I would love to throw in here. Like the last 2 weeks where I tried to make sense of all of this craziness. There was so much family drama, relationship drama, financial drama, law drama. Like there was drama everywhere in my life. Is still, I feel like everything is burning in a way. But it really helped me to clean my dishes throughout all this craziness, throughout all this not knowing where I stand, of being scared of everything falling apart. It helped me to get up, just go to the kitchen and clean some plates, scrub the shower, wipe the floors, vacuum the apartment. Like the last thing I did today before recording the episode, I just vacuumed the whole office. And it felt like I'm cleaning myself. And I think this episode here today is exactly this as well. Cleaning myself and taking care. Because I look into myself, give myself space. And this whole thing of judging myself that I said a couple of minutes ago, when you just don't do it, or you just let it be there and let it go, you can do things. And sometimes in this like really narrowed down tunnel vision, nothing makes sense. But when we get the chance to zoom out and see that at the end of the day, it doesn't even matter. We can just do it and it's okay that we do it. We express ourselves. And at the end of the day, I think this is what it comes down to always. That we share who we are, who we think we are. And if we do this in a way we are true to ourselves, where we can look at the mirror or in the mirror at the end of the day and say, man, this was good. I liked what you did today. Everything else will be okay. Even though the whole fucking world is burning at the moment and nobody knows what the fuck's going on. Just stay true to yourself. Try to find out who you are and what you believe in, what you want to do out there, and just try it. And that's me for the day. I'm out. I'm so glad that I did this first English episode. It felt so good to speak in English. And I just send you a huge hug wherever you are right now. Whatever you're feeling right now, there's this big hug from this guy from Berlin who just tries to be much love. And I would say we hear each other in the next episode. I have no idea what's about to come. But we will hear each other back again. Big, big hug from Berlin. That's me. That's Fabio. Peace out.